going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hi, this is Father Tom Burke of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania.
And this morning, we traveled to the South Hills of Pittsburgh to visit St. Elizabeth of Hungary Elementary School in Pleasant Hills. Established back in 1943, St. Elizabeth School was staffed by the Sisters of Mercy for more than half a century. A kindergarten class was added in 1983, and in 1987, a preschool for the four-year-olds began expanding to also to serve three-year-olds. Lay teachers have carried on the Catholic identity of academic excellence begun by their religious sisters, and a strong tradition of faith, respect, and responsibility remain hallmarks of an elementary education at St. Elizabeth's. My guests this morning are Leslie Krueger, who is the principal at St. Elizabeth's School, and parent Leah Kirchner. Leslie and Leah, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
And as we were walking into the studios this morning, we all have that South Hills connection. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Carrick, mm-hmm. and Leah grew up in Brentwood, right next door, and then Leslie, you grew up in Whitehall.
Yes.
So we're all
yes.
South Hills natives,
yes.
and now you're at St. E's, yes. a wonderful, wonderful school, and great community, and mm-hmm. I'm familiar mm-hmm. with that, actually, being from Holy Apostles Parish, where I grew up at the former St. Norbert's. Now, Leslie, you grew up in the South Hills. You studied music mm-hmm. education at St. Mary's College at South Bend, right across from Notre mm-hmm. Dame,
yes.
and also at Duquesne University, and you have taught in the public schools in Colorado and Ohio. What a great background.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us more about yourself and how you became principal. This year is your first year.
So I am a wife and a mother mm-hmm. of three children, 17, 15, and 11, which keep me busy all the time. After teaching for the 9 years, I stayed home with my children for 15 years to raise them. And during that time, I was private teaching voice and piano lessons, staying true to my music, singing in the churches. But to become a principal was always a goal of mine since the second year of my teaching. I would watch my principal and how she led the staff and how she led the school and how she furthered, especially in that situation, an urban setting, and how much she just valued the education. And so I wanted to follow in her footsteps and become a leader of children.
And here you are now, the
and
principal.
Here I am now, yes.
Now, Leslie, St. Elizabeth's School is now in the new South Hills region, as we have the North Hills region, the East region schools, mm-hmm. and now we're setting up the South Hills region for the diocese. And this academic year, you brought in 40 students from St. Sylvester's School mm-hmm. in Brentwood, which mm-hmm. closed due to declining enrollment. Mm-hmm. How have you welcomed those students to St. E's this year?
So we began our year having an open house.
Mm.
And we had past and present, a staff and parents and teachers welcoming all the perspective families and students, and they were giving tours, answering questions. We just wanted to present a very welcoming front. Mm-hmm. Because in that situation of closure, there's pain. And we could see it on their faces, but we just wanted to invite them to our community and show them how we wanted to envelop them and for them to be part of us. We also, our PTO reached out to the registered families and acted as a bridge. So if there are any questions they might have, or they would touch base every so often and just make sure that they were okay. And so that was our way to welcome them and help them out.
And obviously, it's always sad whenever a school mm-hmm. closes, mm-hmm. and we just heard this year there will be several more schools mm-hmm. closing in my area in the East, East Catholic mm-hmm. and St. Maria Goretti, and then the South Hills, they're restructuring mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. St. Bernard's, Our Lady of Grace, mm-hmm. St. Thomas More, and St. Anne. So mm-hmm. obviously, whenever there's transition, you have to really be welcoming and warm and friendly yes. for the yes. students and also for the parents. So, but it's a necessity. Whenever there is declining enrollment, the quality of the Catholic education. But as they say, one door closes, but a new mm-hmm. one opens. And that's wonderful that you've welcomed all those students to St. Elizabeth's.
And I think it was also, you know, we are one faith.
Mm-hmm. We're all
and
connected.
We are mm-hmm. all connected. And I think that was very important to emphasize the connection of that faith.
Yeah.
Even though they're established in a school, and that was their identity, and St. Elizabeth is our identity, but still we are all under one umbrella.
All one, yeah. Now, Leah, you and I know each other. Your yes. administrator, yeah. your pastor, is Father Steve Krizak, who is my best friend. And also, yes. you grew up in Brentwood, and you were taught by Miss Scaticchio,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, Terry Scaticchio was my high school teacher. My business ed teacher taught me all of my skills that I have today.
And Terry Price, she's now, is my office manager now at St. Mary Magdalene. So she taught yes. Several years in the Brentwood School District and
she
retired.
Did.
And now she works for the Diocese of Pittsburgh. And so I know there's a shout-out. She's listening this morning. Your son, Christopher, came from St. Sylvester School, and he's now in eighth grade this year. At St. Elizabeth's, how has the transition for him and for you, being so active at St. Sylvester's and now you're at St. Elizabeth's?
Right. I think the transition initially for both of us, of course, was a little bit hard. It was full of mixed emotions. Mm-hmm. Christopher especially, he was leaving friends, routines that were familiar for him, teachers that he had been comfortable with, and we were going into the unknown. For me, like you said, I was very active mm-hmm. at St. Sylvester's. I was kind of the parent that people came to answer questions. Now, all of a sudden, I was the parent having to ask questions and having to rely on the help of others. But as Leslie commented on, St. Elizabeth was very opening to mm-hmm. us. They welcomed us with open arms and helping hands. Christopher quickly became acquainted with his new classmates. He recognized that his teachers were there to support him and help him in any way that he needed to help make the transition go smooth. The school community let us know quickly that we were going to be part of them. They've opened up some new sports activities for us, mm-hmm. new things that were of interest to those students that were transitioning to St. Sylvester's. They went above and beyond to help us feel welcome in the community.
That is great. Now, Leah, tell us about your son Christopher, his favorite subjects and the extracurricular activities he's involved with.
Well, Christopher's an honor student. His favorite subject, I think, right now is social studies and history.
Good.
Mm-hmm. I definitely was not a history buff, but he most certainly is. He's participating in two sports, cross country and track.
Good.
He loves to play music. He plays actually two instruments. He plays the piano at home and then the clarinet in the band at school. Mm-hmm. This year, he was given the opportunity to try out for the Honors Band and recently performed at Seton LaSalle, who hosted the Honors
great.
Band mm-hmm. concert this year.
They sounded great.
They did. They did a phenomenal mm-hmm. job. Mm-hmm. Christopher loves to read, and much like a typical teenage boy. He loves to play video games. He, too, is an active member of the parish. He's an altar server at St. Sylvester and volunteers to help out at the annual festival and different opportunities throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was at the festival earlier last summer at St. Sylvester, yeah. Walking around and in the Scallionecks, good friends of mine who yes. now go to St. Elizabeth's, mm-hmm. they were at the lemonade stand.
Correct.
And that's really nice that you're still active in your home parish, but now you're active in the new school. And it's just nice to see the kids and the parents just
absolutely.
Continue to build that mm-hmm. family, mm-hmm. plus probably have new friends now and new family members
absolutely.
Added on to that.
Definitely.
Yeah. That was one of the things in the transition. Not only did our school community grow, but even like the parish family.
Yeah.
Because he has mm-hmm. been involved in some things through the St. Elizabeth yeah. Church and the parish.
Carry on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, Leslie, you recently held an open house for the families from the other schools that are closing or merging, as mm-hmm. we mentioned. Mm-hmm. How do you help them in learning from the St. Sylvester closure and then now with the mm-hmm. additional South Hills schools coming together?
Yeah,
so I guess you tweak it
yeah.
as years go on.
You do. There are similarities and there are differences. The similarity, as I spoke before, is that, you know, whenever the St. Sylvester's parents came in for that first open house, there was a sadness. Mm-hmm. And as we opened our doors for this recent open house to any schools that are starting to merge, close, any interested parents, you mm-hmm. know, again, that same look. But we offered the same understanding. We were listening. We wanted them to feel part of our community once again. And that's all we can do. Mm-hmm. We can open our doors, extend ourselves to them. And again, it gets back to we are one faith.
Right.
I know we are different buildings, but we are one faith.
And you build on that. And
you do. You do.
You take
yes.
their traditions from the former schools and
yes.
then like the
yes.
parents being active, whether if it was the athletic association
right.
or
right.
the parent-teacher guild or mm-hmm. the music program or theater.
Yes.
You blend that
mm-hmm.
in and say, okay, these are opportunities now
yes.
that we have, and you enhance that.
Yes, and like Leah said about the sports, you know, this year mm-hmm. we're adding track and field. Well, that was an addition from St. Sylvester's. We
hadn't didn't have
that.
Yeah.
So it's
see
just,
how things,
you know, it's, exactly,
yeah, it's like a constant addition to that.
Yeah.
And it probably changes year after year, and
yes,
you
will.
Build on that.
Yes.
And that's the whole message for regionalization is strength by numbers, mm-hmm. instead mm-hmm. of having all these separate schools, which are so close to each other, mm-hmm. basically competing, so to speak, for the same kids, the different school districts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It makes it more user-friendly, and you enhance that strength by numbers, as we call it.
Yes.
And
yes.
And Pittsburgh is such a family-friendly oriented community anyway, so we're
definitely.
All connected by our neighbors, and you build on the different traditions. So it's
okay.
it takes a yearly process for
yes.
people's change. Would you agree with that?
I would
Leslie?
Definitely agree. Mm-hmm. And you know, as you said before, it's such a benefit to have the different personalities, the different individuals, you know, coming together.
Yeah, we'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment on KDKA Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the pastor of St. Mary Magdalene Parish in the East End, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg area of the city of Pittsburgh. And this morning we are featuring St. Elizabeth Elementary School, located in Pleasant Hills, the South Hills of Pittsburgh. And my guests this morning are Leslie Krueger, who is the principal at St. Elizabeth's, and Leah Kirchner, who is a school parent there. Now, Leah, you went to public schools growing up in Brentwood, and you could have moved Christopher to the local public school system when St. Sylvester closed this past year, but you chose to keep him in the Catholic education
yes.
system. Why did you choose that?
We had decided when Christopher was young that we wanted Catholic education for him. It was really important to us to have him learn during the day under a system that instilled the same values mm-hmm. that we were teaching in our home. So, of course, at the time of the transition, we could have easily moved him over to that public school. But we saw how really successful he was doing in the system, not only academically, but we were able to watch him grow spiritually as well. And that's really nice to see. Academically, he's under a rigid curriculum. He's got extracurricular activities available to him. Mm-hmm. He's able to excel. From a spiritual standpoint, he's learning the importance of his faith. He's learning to pray before he does certain things continually throughout the day. And what better message to teach him long term than the importance of prayer and the importance of his faith and having Christ be the center of his school day.
So that was important
that
for
was
you
very
to
important
continue
to
on and conclude the 8th grade year and keep it going instead of, because obviously that would be hard being in 7th grade and say, uh-oh, okay, now I have a choice. Continue on to another Catholic school or go to the public school system. But you wanted to keep that momentum going.
We really did.
Now, Leslie, let's talk about the inclusive culture and the terrific teachers that you have at St. Elizabeth's. It's very well known in the South Hills to be a good quality school.
You know, we do have some wonderful, terrific teachers. The bulk of the teachers have been there for 30-plus years. You know, right there, that statement, they love their job. They love being with those children, but they love Catholic education. And I think what Leah had said about having that Christ-centeredness, the teachers integrate that every day in their classes. And teaching children from preschool all the way to eighth grade, how important the aspects of Catholic education can be and are to their lives. They have embraced the new students, whether they've come from St. Sylvester's or other schools as well. You know, they embrace them just like their own. And, you know, we just continue on. We do have a rigorous curriculum, as Leah had mentioned. But that also lends to a solid education that we're providing for our students.
And kudos to those teachers because they love what they're doing.
They do.
You know, and
they really do.
Obviously, there's good teachers in the public school system, in the private sector. But for a Catholic school teacher, they share their faith. They pray with them. There's something different. They're not just there collecting the paycheck. They're, they really have a heart and wear it on their sleeve every day.
They do.
And
they
that's,
do.
That's so important.
We are blessed to have them there.
Now, Leah, as we've been talking with the transitions with the On Mission for the Church Alive and the changing of parishes and then also the regionalization of the schools, and there might be some parents who are listening today that have, might be affected by some school mergings or closures this morning. Transitions can be challenging, but you've lived through it. And you say Christopher has actually benefited from changing schools. Tell our listeners about that, because that's so important.
Absolutely. I mean, as we all know, change is never easy for anyone. But I see the benefits to Christopher in the fact that he made this transition maybe a year earlier than high school. So he had to become a little bit maybe more organized this year. He needed to learn how to adapt to new teachers, to new routines, to new requirements. Everything that's ultimately going to make him a more successful student as he goes on to high school and furthering his education. And transitioning to the larger school environment, there's been more academic resources available to us. You had mentioned the declining enrollment as things get smaller. It's hard to offer the same programs that maybe you once had. So being in that larger environment, he does have those extra activities, those extra clubs. That's all been afforded to him from the change, even just from a technology standpoint.
Healthier numbers with the technology,
correct,
the sports programs, the clubs, the teachers, the bigger school, more social opportunities.
Right.
It's just a healthier environment all around,
correct,
well-rounded,
especially
for an eighth grader when they're changing, they're maturing, and preparing them for high school. That's pivotal to have that opportunities available.
It is.
Now, Leslie, you begun a new program at St. Elizabeth's called HERO, Helping Everyone Respect Others. I really like that. How does that work, and what's the response been so far for HERO?
So I have to give credit to two principals in Peters Township who I've taken this idea from, who they created, but I've adapted it to our students, our student population, integrating the Catholic values. And so what we do is, real quickly here, is we, the teachers, watch the students over the week. They have HERO lessons talking about various, for example, we work on kindness for this month. And how are you integrating being kind to your neighbor, to each other, to the teacher, et cetera, et cetera. And then every week a HERO is chosen from the class. And then on that Friday morning, I announce the HERO's name. And the teacher gives me a little blurb as to why she's chosen that person. And then I call the parents and I say, your student is the hero of the week, and this is why. And the first Friday that I called the parents, I had all the parents crying. So I thought that was a good thing, right?
That's in different ways. Yeah, that's great.
Positive tears, right? But it really makes the students look at themselves. Mm. How are they treating each other? And are they respecting each other? Getting back to what Christ wanted us to do and love each other.
And that's the benefiting them. They're
yes.
helping everyone respect others
and passing
that on. The hero of the week. I really like that. What a great opportunity. Millie, as we mentioned in the other questions, parents who are listening this morning of the parish schools that are closing but believe in Catholic education that might be facing some similar decisions, what advice would you give to someone listening this morning?
I would encourage them to stay the course. Think back to the very personal reasons as to why they chose Catholic education in the first place. I think all kids at some point in their lives go through growing pains, and this is very much a growing pain experience. Once you come through that, I can assure you that the positives that are going to come from the transition will be well worth it. Just the successful relocation of Christopher into St. Elizabeth's has proven that. He's thriving. He's learning in a new environment, doing really well. As a family, we've grown through the experience.
You're living proof of that.
Correct. And most importantly, just don't lose sight of the end result, the fact that there's personal, spiritual, and academic growth by choosing Catholic education.
And that famous saying that I always remind myself, a family that prays together, you
stay together.
And the new opportunities that are there, don't give up. And it's, as I said, one door closes, look, you're a living example. Christopher's a living example. New opportunities, another door opens. Now, Leslie, for families who might be considering St. Elizabeth of Hungary School in Pleasant Hills, how can they learn about this school and get in touch with you?
So they can call us at 412-881-2958. We'll be happy to give a tour. Our website, as well as www.st-elizabeth.org. Again, that's a great place to find out who we are, where we are. We teach preschool 3, 4, and then K-8. And registration is online and as well a hard copy as well. But we welcome anybody just to give us a call and ask any questions.
And your location, you're right there in the heart of 51. Pleasant Hills, right at the Clover Leaf off of 51.
Very centrally located.
Lebanon Church Road, close to Century 3.
Yes.
Brentwood,
easy to get
South
to.
Hills.
Yes, from the South Hills.
Jefferson Hills, Clareton, West Mifflin. You're like right
area.
In the center. So.
Yes.
Leslie Krueger, Leah Kircher, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a moment. This week in our Plus segment, we're featuring a speaker series, Alan Hunt, who will be at St. Ferdinand Catholic Church in Cranberry Township next Saturday, March the 21st, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., 4 Habits That Will Transform Your Life. This is a great opportunity about changing our habits, making time for newness. Alan Hunt is a great speaker. This coming Saturday, March the 21st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., held at St. Ferdinand Catholic Church. That's located at 2535 Rochester Road in Cranberry Township. And tickets are only $25. And if you're interested in learning about Alan Hunt and the speaker series, you can look at dynamiccatholic.com. Or you can call area code 859-980-7900. That's area code 859-980-7900 or dynamiccatholic.com. Alan Hunt, Find Your Greatness, 4 Habits That Will Transform Your Life. This coming Saturday, March the 21st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., St. Ferdinand Church on Rochester Road in Cranberry Township. We'll see you there. It will be a great day.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDKA Radio.